We're here on Regional Radio, still reflecting on the Great Flood of 1993. And Larry Peters was the Sheraton County Presiding Commissioner back at that time. And Larry, first off, thank you very much for joining us today to talk about this very historic event.
Well, thank you.
So what were some of the lasting images from your perspective, kind of just looking back at this flood from 1993? Obviously, it was a big event for the state.
It was probably the biggest things ever happened in Sheraton County as far as water goes. It just kept raining. We'd get to see like 6 inches of rain every day. I think we still opened up the emergency management office and sheriff's office right the first part of July, I believe. I don't remember whether it was 3rd, 4th, somewhere along in there. And we had everybody jumped in. People that weren't affected, they came and helped, and they did a lot of sandbagging on the levees. They thought they could save the levees for a long time because the crops were getting up, you know. Corn was tousled and beans were getting right along good. So they fought pretty hard. They all got together, and I called in a National Guard, and they helped sandbag. I think the first National Guard came out of Marshall. Then after that, at one time we had either 3 or 4 National Guard units in the county working, some were working security and some sandbagging and just helping where they needed to be help, you know, going after sandbags, supplies, whatever we needed. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty rough for the people here in Sheraton County for, my gosh, I don't know how long it lasted, probably over a month, I know.
I was going to say, it definitely was a while. So what was it like being in your shoes at that time, kind of trying to deal with this crisis?
Well, it was kind of nerve-wracking because I didn't see as much of the flood as everybody else because I stayed in at sheriff's office all the time and took telephone calls and made calls to the state and everything trying to get help. And then I had a major out of with the National Guard out of Jeff City, or I guess. And before I could move the guard or anything, well, I had to call him, get permission, and tell him what they were going to do because they were trying to keep them in safe areas, you know. But I don't know. It was a trying time. It put in a lot of hours. A lot of times I was in that office from 20 to 22 hours a day. And this went on for a month, and then we thought that the river was going down, thought we were going to maybe save part of it, and then the Corps of Engineers told us that, no, it's coming back, and we couldn't get people to believe us that it was coming back. Carl Schubert was the mayor of Brunswick at that time, and he really did an excellent job over there with it, and all of a sudden here it came, and some people that, you know, thought they were in good shape all of a sudden found out they weren't. And so we had to move a lot of people and get them out of Sumner and Dean Lake. Dean Lake about went under, pretty well went under. Everybody moved out of Dean Lake, I think. So, yeah.
Again, Larry Peters, the former Sheraton County Presiding Commissioner, joining us here on Regional Radio as we're reflecting back on the Great Flood of 1993. When did you kind of realize that before this flood took place that we may have a major problem on our hands, or did it kind of just took you guys off guard?
Well, it kind of caught me off guard, actually. I mean, I knew we were getting a lot of rain and we were going to get a flood, but, you know, nobody expected anything like this. And I remember I was at some people's houses. I sell insurance, too, and I was at some people's houses, and I got a telephone call said, you better get to the courthouse. And so I got over there, and I remember one time one guy called me at 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, we got to have help. And so that's when I called the first guard unit in. And then we also moved the Red Cross in to the Brunswick School. I don't know, it just seemed like a lot of hours. You just did what you had to do and just kept on going.
Again, joining us here on Regional Radio is Larry Peters as we're talking about the flood of 93. So how important was it for not just you, but working with also a lot of the other agencies and departments kind of just to try and manage it or try and contain it, this flood? It was kind of a tough situation for you guys.
Yeah, Steve Clark was sheriff at that time, and he and his deputies did a tremendous job, put in a lot of extra hours. Chris Brown, Troy Linneman were my emergency management directors, and they were also deputies, and they did most of the legwork for me because it seems as though I couldn't get away from the telephone long enough. The health department, all agencies helped. The health department, which was Sandy Clarkson was administrator of, she set up in several different places around the county and gave, I think, up to close to 1,000 tetanus shots to anybody that was working with sandbags or in the water. A lot of times the ambulance district, the fire districts, they stood on standby at different locations when we had to boat in to get people. Conservation agent furnished a boat for us, a highway patrol. A lot of times on the night, had one highway patrol particular, he'd come in, he'd say, I'm off duty, and he said, do I need to stay and help you? I'd be glad to. And we just had a lot of help from every agency, and I really appreciated that because that made things go a lot smoother.
And one final question for you. What was kind of the lasting memory of it for you?
I don't know. It was just really what the last memory was. It was, I guess, glad that it was finally over with where we could start cleaning up, you know. So.
Sure thing. Again, Larry Peters, the former Sheraton County Presiding Commissioner, joining us here on Regional Radios. We're reflecting back on the flood of 1993. Hey, Larry, thank you very much for the time and your insight on this.
You're more than welcome. There's probably a lot more I could tell you, but, you know, I'd have to think about it. But I will say one thing, that the people of Sheraton County really got together and helped one another, and we got in a little dispute one time, and the governor showed up, but everything worked out fine. So,
Larry Peters has been our guest here talking about the flood of 93 on Regional Radio.